Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, Shimon Peres dies. I'm Elliot Francis. Former Israeli Prime Minister and Nobel Prize winner Shimon Peres has died following a stroke he suffered earlier this month. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Shimon Peres was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for the Oslo Peace Accords in 1994. In 2012, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama.
The best vacation is to work, to be engaged, to be curious, to care, to love people.
His career in Israeli politics lasted more than half a century. Peres was prime minister from 1984 to 86. He became prime minister again after the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. As president in 2007, he became the first person in that position to speak to a Muslim country's legislature when he visited Turkey. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Peres retired from 5 decades of public life in 2014. Shimon Peres was 93 years old. I'm Elliot Francis. In California, another massive wildfire that broke out this week is giving exhausted firefighters there another challenge. Jim Roop reports.
They are the same conditions with which the state has been plagued for the past several years. Drought, dry fuels, high temperatures, low humidity, and now the winds that come this time of year fanning the flames at explosive growth. The so-called Loma Fire is burning between Santa Clara and Santa Cruz. San Jose Fire Captain Christopher Salcedo.
We're fighting fire in unfamiliar terrain with, obviously dangers of the fire itself and the movement of the fire. It definitely presents a considerable amount of danger to us.
Several hundred people have also been evacuated from their homes in the fire's path. I'm Jim Roop.
Police say a black man shot several times by officers in a San Diego suburb Tuesday has died. At a news conference, El Cajon Police Chief Jeff Davis says the man was not armed, but pulled an object from his pocket and pointed it in a shooting stance towards two officers. It prompted one of the officers to fire. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by ARS of Virginia. Governor Larry Hogan may have ordered schools to open after Labor Day starting next year, but the State Board of Education signaled it'll also have something to say about that. It's ordered its staff to start work immediately on a waiver process so school systems can request exceptions to open earlier if they can provide, quote, reasonable explanations of the educational benefits to students. 9 of the 12 board members are appointed by the governor, but several say they favor local, not state, control of school calendars. A small plane crashed in Laytonville in Montgomery County last night, not far from the private Davis Airport.
Eyewitness accounts did indicate that the small plane went down in a field. Fire rescue crews were soon to arrive on the scene. They had a small, single-passenger plane on fire. One person did not survive.
Montgomery County Fire Spokesman Pete Peringer, the name of the pilot, has not been released. Montgomery County is confronting some hard truths concerning that Silver Spring apartment explosion that killed 7 people last month.
The story of Montgomery County is too often the tale of two counties.
The explosion happened in Councilmember Tom Hucker's district and affected a mostly low-income immigrant community.
I don't think we spend enough time talking about the other Montgomery County.
He says that other Montgomery County is often subject to substandard living conditions and threats from landlords.
Others complained that they had been told that they would be charged $500 by the landlord if they called 911.
Flower Branch apartments were last inspected in 2013 when the county found 437 violations in 362 units. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
No surprise in Virginia, Senator Warner is backing Hillary Clinton for president, but this Warner is retired and a Republican. John Warner, who represented Virginia as a Republican for 30 years, will announce today he's supporting the Democrat for president. He'll be joined by Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine and Alexandria for the announcement. John Warner has backed Democrats before, including current Senator Mark Warner in his re-election bid 2 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 18,228, the NASDAQ at 5305. In sports, the Nats break up a no-hitter in the 6th inning with 4 runs, including an Anthony Rendon 3-run homer to beat the Diamondbacks. The O's fall to the Blue Jays, but still hold a game lead over the Tigers for the second wildcard spot. WMAL News Times, 5:04 up next, traffic and weather, then mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
505 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway looks good. Bethesda, Silver Spring, and no road work as we head around Largo and out to the Wilson Bridge. 270, also quiet. Take you on the Virginia Beltway and the express lanes. They had some overnight road work near Gallows. They were wrapping that up. Main lines look good. Heading into town, a water main break right now affecting inbound East Capitol Street now. And you can come inbound East Capitol Street, make your trip inside the Beltway. But once you get to 19th Street near the DC Armory, that's where the closure is, between 19th and 21st, inbound East Capitol Street with water main repairs through the morning rush hour, according to crews at the scene. No problem, Southeast Southwest Freeway, either direction off the 14th Street Bridge or 11th Street Bridge. Looks nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms will increase from this morning into the afternoon with a high near 74. There may be heavy downpours tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 65 in Fort Belvoir, 61 in Frederick, 65 at Reagan National. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres has died. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
507 right here on WMAL. It's where Washington comes to talk, and we've got plenty in store for you as you start your day the right way. Coming up at 7:05, oh, look at that, it's Lanny Davis. Clintonista, big fan of Hillary, is going to join us, and we'll grill him a bit on the happenings in the Clinton campaign. 7:35, KT McFarland, national security analyst. 7:45 brings us D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. They started proceedings on a new constitution for a state that doesn't exist here in the district. And then at 8:05, Alan Lichtman, he's a professor at American University, successfully predicted the last several presidents, and well, he thinks the next president's going to be a billionaire real estate mogul. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I want to talk to you about a veto override that's going to take place this week up on Capitol Hill. You know, in the 7.5 years that Obama has been in office as president, not one of his vetoes has ever been overridden, but that may change this week. It looks like the Senate is poised today to override the president's veto of the so-called 9/11 bill, and the House will take up the matter later this week, and they are expected to do the same. And it's creating a lot of controversy up on Capitol Hill because there are some who believe that it would be a real mistake in this particular case to override the president's veto, and there are those who think it is just the right thing to do. If you have an opinion about this, the phone lines are open at 888-630-9625. Good idea to override the president's 9/11 bill or a bad idea? 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's the background on it. The bill basically would allow those families who lost loved ones in the 9/11 attacks to file a lawsuit. And in fact, in cases where there was terrorism, it would allow the families to file lawsuits in court to go after those who supported the terrorists. In this case, the focus is on Saudi Arabia, who many believe supported and financially supported and protected the terrorists who were ultimately carried out these attacks. The Saudis, by the way, deny that fiercely and strongly, but nonetheless, there are those who believe it, and there's still that 28 missing pages from the 9/11 report, which reportedly backs up that contention. So many people believe it's right for these families to be given the opportunity to sue in court the government of Saudi Arabia in this case, and in future terrorism cases, they would be allowed to do the same. There are those who say, here's the downside. You're opening up a whole big can of worms. Let's say, for example, that some other country, let's say Pakistan, doesn't like the fact that we're using drones to kill people inside their country, and they file a lawsuit against the people who are carrying out the drone attacks. Wouldn't that be a bad thing? And in fact, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mac Thornberry, and the ranking member have sent out letters saying this is a bad idea, that it could damage our close and effective cooperation with other countries and could ultimately have a chilling effect on our own counterterrorism efforts. And they have sent out a letter in the last few days urging members of the House to vote against the override. In other words, to sustain, to let the president's veto stand. So what do you think about this? Is it a good idea to open up the courts so that those who have lost loved ones in a terrorist attack can actually file a lawsuit? Or do you think, as some people do, that this is a bad thing that would actually make our American service personnel all around, armed services personnel all around the world, susceptible to also being sued and would have a chilling effect on our relationships with other governments around the world? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, I can see, this is one of those where I really struggle because I can see a little bit of both. It does seem fair to let the families pursue this matter in open court, but it does open up a huge can of worms in many other ways. And then it means that many of our people could then find themselves also being sued. It moves foreign policy into the courts, and I'm not sure that's a good thing. I will tell you this. It looks to me, looking at the way things have stacked up on Capitol Hill, that the president is going to have his veto overridden in both the House and Senate. It seems that that's fait accompli. The numbers are there. Most of the people who are in support of this legislation say the numbers are there to override the president's veto for the very first time in his presidency. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Brian, a conservative friend of mine said, I can't believe that Republicans have finally figured out a way to get enough support on Capitol Hill to override the president's veto, and they've done it on something that he actually is right about. But I disagree with that friend. And this is a tough topic. You're right. There's legitimate arguments on both sides of it. But the crux of the question here really is, do you think family members of victims from the 9/11 attacks should be able to seek justice through our court system if the other means of seeking justice has failed them? That's really what this is all about. And I think they should. In this very specific, very narrow instance, I think that they should have that right and they should be able to seek justice because they have been let down. Our government has failed them.
Just in the Saudi case?
Specifically in the 9/11 case, right? Because I don't think this is limited to the Saudis. We hear about the Saudis a lot, but what about Iran? You know, there are many, many legitimate reports that these terrorists were able to pass through Iran without getting their passport stamped on their way into America. Now, if their passports had an Iranian stamp on them, that would have raised some red flags, and maybe this wouldn't have happened. But the Iranian government let them go through, according to many investigations. And so really what you need to ask yourself is this. And let me just be clear. I don't like the idea of dealing with our terrorist threat through the court system, be it the criminal court system or the civil court system. 9/11 was an act of war. And it should have been responded to as an act of war. We were supposed to respond and continue to respond to these terrorist threats as an act of war. But if it's an act of war, you go after all of the nations that were complicit in this, not just Afghanistan. Because Afghanistan, you know, they weren't the only country involved, apparently, according to some of this evidence. There's legitimate evidence to suggest that other nations were involved. And do you believe that those families, do you believe America has gotten the justice that they deserve. If, in fact, Saudi Arabia was deeply involved in this, I think that the executive branch, through their administration of our foreign policies and our national security with this regard, have let down the American people. So why not use a co-equal branch of our government, the judicial branch, to seek that justice? I wish it didn't come to this, but it has come to this, and I have no faith that the executive branch will seek the justice that these people deserve and treat this as the act of war that it was. So, in this very specific narrow case, with regard to 9/11, go for it. And to those who say, well, this means that our legitimate acts of war, like a drone strike in Pakistan, as you mentioned, would then open us up to a lawsuit, great, bring it. Bring it, because the whole idea is, if we are in the process of a legitimate act in our nation's defense, then we shouldn't be held accountable via some sort of lawsuit. If Saudi Arabia wants to make that claim and say, oh yeah, sure, we were involved in 9/11, but it was a legitimate act for our national defense, well, that tells us exactly where Saudi Arabia stands. And if Pakistan wants to sue us because of a drone strike that kills a terrorist, well, that tells us where Pakistan stands as well. And let's just put all our cards on the table and stop pretending.
Well, listen, and what do you think about it? The phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We'll have more of your calls here, and we'll have some of your calls here in just a moment.
It is 515 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. Metro Rail actually checking in early here with the problem. Orange Line, we're in addition to surge number 9, expect additional delays due to a power problem at West Falls Church Station. So they're dealing with this. I'll keep you updated on that as soon as we get any additional word. But again, that's the Orange Line at West Falls Church, power problems. Heading into town, inbound East Capitol Street. No problems getting over the inbound if you come in, say, Whitney Young Bridge, and you're heading toward RFK Stadium. But if you normally use inbound East Capitol Street behind the stadium between 22nd and 19th over near DC Armory, closed through the morning rush hour due to water main repairs. No problems reported right now to the Wilson Bridge. That looks fantastic. Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, checking out fine here early on. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Listen up, Washington, because there's a whole lot of rain coming your way starting today. In fact, as we hit the evening, we're going to have a flash flood watch in effect all through Friday morning. The rain's going to start later this morning. Thunderstorms will develop by this afternoon. Today's high, 74 degrees. 100% chance of rain. Just it's like sitting in the first row at SeaWorld with the Shamu show. You will get wet. Tonight, thunderstorms likely overnight, low of 68 degrees. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms. All day tomorrow, thunderstorms. Possibly over an inch of rain tomorrow, high of 72. Right now, 65 degrees at 517.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11-6-16.
All right, so here's the question. Should the House and Senate override the president's veto of the 9/11 bill? I just want to clean up one little thing. I actually misspoke slightly. Let me clean this up. Ash Carter sent around a letter to the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee and the ranking member, saying that if this bill becomes law, it risked, quote, damaging our close and effective cooperation with other countries and could ultimately have a chilling effect on our counterterrorism efforts. Thornberry and Smith then circulated letters to members on Capitol Hill suggesting that they not override the president's veto. So there's where that stands right now. Is it a good idea to override the president's veto and let this bill go forward, allowing the families of 9/11 victims to sue those who they believe were harboring terrorists internationally? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Jim in Gainesville, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Morning, guys. It would be fun to see Congress override a veto on Obama's way out the door. I grant him that. But like Brian, I'm kind of torn between whether this is a good idea or not. And like Larry, you know, it'd be nice for victims to get their day in court, because when our government, when the UN, when the Hague are all so ineffective in holding countries accountable, this may be a way to do that. But I think a possible bad side effect is we turn loose the trial lawyers to go after deep pocket countries, and that just may have a negative outcome.
What is that negative outcome, though? I mean, we don't doubt that some countries are state sponsors of terrorism, right? And if our nation doesn't respond to those acts of war, then why shouldn't we be able to respond as American citizens in the only way? You don't want American citizens taking up arms on their own and going into those countries and waging an independent rogue war outside of our national security apparatus. Why not use the judicial system, which is really the only way we can fight it as citizens?
Well, I agree with that. And in cases like the 9/11 attack, I think that is clear cut. I think a lot of people would support a lawsuit regarding the 9/11 attacks. But when you turn loose the trial lawyers, I can just see a lot of frivolous suits coming in the future over all sorts of, you name it, environmental.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, you're right, Jim. I appreciate that. And I think that's why my position is very specific and very narrow to this instance of the 9/11 attacks and the fact that we haven't seen the justice, I think, that Saudi Arabia and, again, Iran and possibly Lebanon deserve.
Let's go to Keith in Winchester. Keith, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The question is it legitimate or not? Override the veto, absolutely. Blaming that a U.S. person be responsible for a military operation, it's a legitimate method of war. Terrorism is not a legitimate method of war by any means, not by the laws of war, not by the Geneva Convention, not by nothing. It's a false argument.
Well, yeah, except that how are the courts likely to look at it? I mean, that's the way you and I look at it. But will the courts look at it the same way?
We sign treaties. Treaties are considered law. The Geneva Conventions on the conduct of war are technically the law on the conduct of war.
Yeah.
Terrorism is unlawful conduct. Therefore, it's outside the realm and then it can be sued for.
Yeah, it's a fair point, Keith. I mean, Saudi Arabia is sort of stuck in a box canyon here. They can't argue that this was a legitimate military operation because then they'd admit that they sponsored this. So if they say, listen, it wasn't us, it was all these rogue people. Okay, well, if that's the case, then they should be able to be sued for wrongful death.
I don't disagree with you guys about Saudi Arabia. I mean, I think in this particular case, I really wish that the courts could allow this to go forward. I want it to go forward. I think that there are questions that need to be answered. But it's the precedent that it sets for the future that concerns me a great deal. If you could limit it to this one case, well, that would be one thing.
Well, that's
thing.
What this bill is.
No,
the bill is for 9/11 victims specifically, is it not?
I understand, but I think it also opens up the door to precedent here. And they're talking about how it would then open the door to other countries doing the same thing to us.
Oh, other countries do. Well, we can't control what other countries do to us. Jim in Beltsville, you're next.
But we're changing sort of the rule here on this idea of foreign sovereign immunity. I mean, if we go forward with this, then we are sort of setting a precedent that others think can then come at us.
Jim has a good point on that, though. Go,
hello, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I don't think we should politicize the legal system like we've seen with Hillary Clinton. We just don't, someone doesn't get in trouble because they're our friends. And I think Libya ended up paying money for a terrorist attack that happened that they supported. So, that's my idea.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it used to be the American government's policy that if there was a state sponsor of terrorism, like Libya in the case of the Lockerbie bombing, that we would make sure that the victims of those terrorist attacks received financial compensation from the countries that sponsored the act. So if our executive branch is not pursuing that with these nations, what other recourse does a citizen have?
Well, more of your calls straight ahead. It's 522.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novec's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novec's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novec's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novec.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're doing the happy dance around the Beltway right now. Virginia, Maryland, nice way to start off our morning commute. Same story on 66 and 270 without any early troubles. However, getting into town, listen up if you use Bladensburg Road. Still have police activity closing southbound, inbound Bladensburg Road right before you get to New York Avenue. So if you're inbound, you might want to bail at South Dakota Avenue. If you're trying to get to New York Avenue or Rhode Island, a couple options for you. Again, as southbound, inbound Bladensburg is closed right near Queens Chapel Road before New York Avenue. Also, East Capitol Street, water main break closing inbound East Capitol Street right behind RFK Stadium between 22nd and 19th Street. Outbound side is open. And on Metro Rail, they're dealing with a power problem at the West Falls Church Metro Station, so additional delays expected for the Orange Line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a wet Wednesday as showers and storms increase in coverage from this morning to the afternoon. The high will reach 74. Heavy rain tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, and I'm getting reports on Twitter that the rain's already begun and it's already starting heavy. Right now, 65 degrees at 527.
Well, here's the question. Should the Congress override the president's veto of the 9/11 bill? I mean, there are pretty good arguments on both sides here, but what do you think about it? Carl in Charlestown, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Actually, I'm going to have to agree with Obama on this one, and that's hard for me to say. But here's the reason I agree with him. If this is allowed to go through, then it opens up the opportunity for any number of different kangaroo courts to sue us for anything that they want.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to the earlier thing about the Geneva Convention and war and stuff like that with the other caller, the problem is the Geneva Convention is it has to be agreed to by both parties. It is essentially a treaty. If both parties are not signatories, it does not apply.
Okay, but doesn't that lend itself to the suggestion that then if this was not an act of war under the Geneva Convention, it's a wrongful death, a murder that deserves to stay in civil court?
I think that it's a dangerous thing because that opens up the precedent for any number of other kangaroo courts to sue us.
Understood, Carl.
I tell you, somebody who agrees with him is Bob Corker. Although he's going to vote to override the president's veto, he does believe that the law is overly broad in this particular case, and he says he's going to try to work to narrow it as it goes forward.
We'll watch how this one develops. It's 5:28.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Coming up on WMAL, why can't the Washington Monument's elevator get to the top? We'll speak with Mike Litteris from the National Park Service. Maybe he'll figure it out for us.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. We've been through this before. The government set to run out of money at the end of the week, and the Senate is stuck on passing a stopgap spending bill. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer blames who else? The GOP.
Rather than continuing to work through our differences, Republicans unilaterally threw up their hands, got up from the negotiating table, and walked away.
The GOP says there's plenty of blame to go around. Will you have work Monday? Stay tuned. The Senate set to vote today on an override of President Obama's veto of a bill that would allow families of September 11th victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia. It's expected there will be enough votes for the override, with the election just a month away. Lawmakers are reluctant to oppose a measure that potentially stands between 9/11 families and justice. FBI Director James Comey's back on the Hill for a second day in a row to respond to criticism. His agency was slow to respond to recent acts of extremist violence in Orlando and New York. He'll also be grilled by a House panel on why the FBI granted immunity to Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff during the recent email investigation. A sad day for Israel.
Today, with deep sorrow, we bid farewell to our beloved father, the ninth president of Israel, Shimon Peres.
Shemi Peres announcing the death of his father, Shimon Peres, who won the Nobel Peace Prize and spent more than 50 years in Israeli politics. He's died of complications from a stroke. He was 93. Get out your waders. We're about to be deluged by rain over the next couple of days, perhaps 3 to 5 inches, according to meteorologists, and a flash flood watch is in effect for tonight through Friday. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 18,228, the NASDAQ at 5305. In sports, the Nats score 4-6 to get Max Scherzer his 19th win of the year and keep his Cy Young hopes alive with a win over the Diamondbacks. The O's fall to the Blue Jays, but still cling to the second wild card spot. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, Realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years, literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a business-preferred network dealer trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can build your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the largest selection of commercial trucks and vans in any size or configuration. From the new 2016 Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, car fire inbound on 50 right before you get to the split for New York Avenue, Kenilworth Avenue. It's like they're trying to stop all traffic here in on 50. Again, before the split, if you would decide to go to southbound 295 Kenilworth or onto New York Avenue. If you're coming, say, out of Greenbelt, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, inside the Beltway, you are not affected. You can get onto New York Avenue. Bladensburg Road, we have a closure with police activity inbound, southbound Bladensburg Road shut down just before you get to New York Avenue. It's closed between V Street and Queens Chapel Road. If you're leaving New York Avenue, going northbound Bladensburg, your lanes are open. Virginia, 66, seeing some of that volume form in Manassas, 95 in Aquia, and again, Dale City toward the Occoquan with the brake lights, but nothing reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a wet Wednesday as showers and storms increase in coverage from this morning to the afternoon. The high will reach 74. Heavy rain tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 in Dumfries, 61 in Olney, 65 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9
FM. And AM 630. WMAL. It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Clinton surrogate Lanny Davis will join us. 7:35, National Security Analyst KT McFarland. 7:45, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson on a new push for D.C. statehood. And at 8:05, Alan Lichtman believes that Donald Trump will become the next president of the United States. What does his American University professor know, and why has he come to that conclusion? We'll ask him at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
555 feet is a whole lot of flights of stairs to climb up, so that's why we need an elevator in the Washington Monument, but it just ain't working. Join us right now, spokesperson for the National Park Service, Mike Litterist. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good afternoon, Larry.
So what's the prognosis here? We heard today that the monument's basically going to be closed indefinitely.
That's correct. As you're probably aware, we've had a spate of closures over the last several months. The most recent occurred on August 17th. That was the third closure in 5 days. So we shut it down for an extended time to spend some time really looking at the systems, doing a thorough investigation, evaluation, some maintenance. And at the end of that time period, we just did not have any assurances that the interruptions weren't going to keep happening. So we made the difficult decision to keep it closed until we're able to modernize the control system on the elevator, which should take care of the ongoing issues.
Have we reached the point, and because this has been going on for months now, have we reached the point where you all know exactly what is wrong with the elevator, or is it sounds like it's still a mystery?
Well, and you're absolutely right. That was one of the things that guided this decision, that we kept having these problems. None of them were seemingly related to the other. One time it would be an electrical issue causing breakers to trip. Another time a bearing went bad and had to be replaced. The most recent one was a compensation cable broke loose from the cab. And in looking at these, again, no seeming pattern to what was going on. And we're probably just reached the end of the useful life of the current control system.
How long is that life? How long has it been there?
Generally, the current one has been there. The last modernization started in 1998, so 1998 to 2001. Generally, you would expect to get 20 to 25 years out of one of these systems, depending on how hard the elevator is used. And there's probably not a harder working elevator in Washington, D.C., than the Washington Monument. It certainly goes the farthest. It goes 500 feet up and down, so 1,000 feet total every trip. And it runs every minute of every day that the Washington Monument is open. You go to an office building, for example, and there's a bank of six or eight elevators.
Sure.
Well, any two or three of those elevators at any point in the day are likely to be given a rest because the other elevators are using. Washington Monument doesn't have that luxury because it's the only one. So it is literally operating all day, every day.
All right. It makes sense, and listen, I'm sure some expert from Schindler or Otis will send me an email to say, well, no, it's okay, it's fine. But here's what I'm not understanding. This I don't have to be an expert in elevators to know this one. The monument was just shut down for 2 years, right, for the earthquake repairs. Why wasn't any thought given to, hey, while we've got the thing shut down, let's just put it in the new elevator system, too?
And we certainly looked at that when the closure occurred, but at the time there was no reason to indicate that the system needed modernized. At that point, it was not quite halfway into its expected life, and to have modernized it at that point would have been premature, would have kept it closed longer, and would have cost additional money on that project.
Wait, but now that doesn't make sense, because it seems like these elevator problems began within months of reopening from the earthquake damage. So it wasn't showing any signs of problems prior to the earthquake, and then suddenly, just a couple of months into its reopening, we've started these breakdowns?
Like any elevator, it had problems, it had maintenance issues before the earthquake and since the earthquake. What we're seeing more recently is that the closures are occurring more frequently and they're lasting longer.
All right. And so right now, what's the prognosis? 9 months?
Right now, we don't have a timetable. We're still putting together the scope of work, determining what exactly is going to be done, taking a look and seeing if there are other projects down the road that we can do at this time to minimize or eliminate future closures. So we expect in the next couple of 3 weeks to have the specifics, not only of the work to be done, but the timeline for it to be completed.
But there's no chance that the monument will be open, and you know, if people want to, you know, work their calf muscles and climb the flight of stairs, you won't let them do that?
Unfortunately, the stairs were closed for both up and down back in the late 1970s, so we're probably not going to be able to open the stairs for folks.
They're still there, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, on the occasions when the elevator stops working, the stairs are what we have to use to get people out.
All right, but why not open it up? This is the healthiest city in America. We can climb the stairs if we want to get up to the top. That's how we used to do it. When was the elevator first installed, in the 30s?
There has always been an elevator in the Washington Monument.
Is that right?
When
it
opened to the public in 1888, it had an elevator. Again, the current one goes to about open in 2001.
All right, thank you for correcting me. See, that's why you need to talk to Mike Litteris from the National Park Service, because he's got all the answers about this stuff. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Larry.
Closing time.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Reuter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter kicked off a visit to DOD's Nuclear Deterrence Enterprise, telling airmen at Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota, that DOD will invest, innovate, and sustain to rebuild that enterprise's capabilities, which remain the bedrock of U.S. security and the highest priority mission in the Defense Department. The secretary spoke at a hangar on the flight line of the base. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten
getting the job done in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And you need plenty of time on 50 this morning if you're coming inside the Beltway inbound 50. I'm looking at delays almost back at 410. Here is the scoop up ahead, well up ahead at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Crews dealing with a car fire. So if you normally come 50, might want to rethink this. We're good on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. The car fire not affected anybody. No problems to report in on Pennsylvania Avenue. Other problem we have is DC 295 southbound. Early morning crash just happened after Benning Road as you come up to East Capitol Street. Two more items in the district, and this is a big one too. Bladensburg Road, if you're coming inbound southbound, shut down before New York Avenue with police investigation. So again, inbound Bladensburg Road, you cannot get to New York Avenue. And inbound on East Capitol Street, it's a water main break just behind RFK Stadium. So inbound East Capitol Street closed between 22nd and 19th. So yes, looks like all that morning activity mostly in through town. Virginia, it's the volume on 66 and 95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood watch will be in effect from late tonight through Friday morning. 3 to 5 inches of rain may fall. That rain will increase from this morning to the afternoon, the high of 74. There will be heavy downpours tonight with a low of 68, and rain tomorrow, the high near 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 65 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Back and Knee Pain Hotline.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
547 on WMAL. Here's some Hillary news that you may find interesting. There's a new Associated Press poll, which is sort of eye-opening, and it suggests that only 36% of Americans believe that Hillary Clinton is healthy enough to be the president of the United States. Put another way, 64% of Americans do not believe she is healthy enough to be the president of the United States. It all has to do from that health scare down at Ground Zero and the fallout afterwards when they couldn't quite get their story straight and they came up with a whole number of explanations, none of which actually in the grand scheme of things made much sense. But nonetheless, Americans apparently are concerned about this, and it may explain to some degree why there has been a movement in the numbers toward Donald Trump in recent weeks. Well, that's a pretty interesting poll, though. I mean, yeah, 64% of Americans don't believe that Hillary Clinton is healthy enough to be the president of the United States.
So when you say, and I mean, I am curious about this, because I don't think that they're not unrelated,
if you can figure that one out, the double negative. But I don't think there's anyone out there who was thinking about voting for Hillary Clinton, and then when they found out maybe she's sick, then they said, oh, well, in that case, I'll vote for Trump. I honestly think that there are a lot of people out there that if Hillary Clinton dies, they'll vote for her before they vote for Donald Trump. Do you think that people are moving, that it's showing itself in the polls right now because people think that she's ill, or do you think because they think she's lying about her health?
Well, and I think you're onto something there, Larry. I think the first part of it is, yeah, there are some people who would say, well, I don't know that I want to hire somebody who's not up to the job. I think there's a small number of people that
physically
up to the job. But I think the larger point is that there's always been a suspicion about Hillary Clinton that she won't tell you the truth. And when this incident occurred, they couldn't get their story. There were five different stories of what caused her to pass out.
Yeah.
And then they claimed she didn't pass out, when everybody who has a set of eyes can see she clearly did. And so I think there are a lot of people who are just sitting, you know what, this is just another example
of why
I'm done with this woman, because she can't tell me the truth about even the simplest thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that is part of it. I think you're right. Some other Hillary news, and this is a story in the Daily Caller, and I think this is a significant story, and I hope it gets larger play. It probably won't. Daily Caller says, we want to know whether, the key people around Secretary Clinton and Secretary Clinton actually did all of their security training on how to handle classified and sensitive documents. And so they FOIA'd, they made a request of the government for the documents that would back that up. And boy, the State Department dragged their feet. But then Judge Richard Leon said, enough of it. I want those documents released on Monday. That's the end of it. And on Tuesday, they didn't even make the Monday deadline. On Tuesday morning yesterday, they released the documents. And here's what it shows. Cheryl Mills, the chief of staff, did all of the training. And Huma Abedin did all of the training. There is no document on record which shows that the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton actually underwent the training on how to handle the nation's most sensitive documents. That's dereliction of duty, first of all. And I'm shocked and stunned that this is not a bigger story. The woman in charge of our State Department didn't even take the training that would be necessary to know how to properly handle these documents, and sort of explains, you know, what happened afterwards.
It does. Well, you know what? We're going to have Lanny Davis at 7:05. He's got answers to any question we might have about Hillary Clinton and her campaign. We'll look forward to that conversation.
It's 5:51. Here's L. Rushbo.
Well, the United Auto Workers recently polled, and 25% are supporting Trump. Union President Dennis Williams tried to spin it. He said that the more his members are educated, the more they'll understand why the UAW endorsed Hillary. It makes you wonder what the UAW will do to educate their heretics. But that's not the only union news. Trump was just endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police with over 300,000 members. And hours before the first debate, the Federal Immigration Workers Union endorsed the Donald. Union President Chris Crane said his 5,000 immigration officers are the last line of defense for American communities, but they are prevented from endorsing the most basic immigration laws. Mr. Crane ripped Hillary Clinton, who he says has never met with the union. He accused her of creating her immigration plan with the same collection of special interests and open borders radicals responsible for our current immigration disaster, all in the name of cheapo labor, greed, and votes. Mr. Crane went on to say that Trump has met with the officers and pledged to support them, and that Trump's immigration will put an end to sanctuary cities and put real teeth in enforcing our immigration laws. So we got auto workers, police unions, and immigration officers openly supporting Trump. Unions are the Democrat Party shock troops, and they're starting to defect. Democrats will never admit this, but behind the scenes, there is abject panic.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everything you've achieved in life has been all you, right? So there's no reason that protecting your identity shouldn't also be all you, right? Wrong. The fact is, it would be hard to know where to start if your identity were stolen, which is why there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But with LifeLock, you spare yourself the time, the runaround, and the frustration of trying to do it all on your own. And it goes beyond free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in your credit. LifeLock membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now to use promo code RUSH15. RUSH15 to save 15% on your membership. 800-440-4833. Promo code RUSH15. Offer expires October 30th.
Hey gang, Larry O'Connor here. This is the last week to get a free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call them right now. You've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective treatment for those bags under your eyes and the puffiness. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, wrote in and said, I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Yeah, I love it too. I use it. Call now and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV collagen builder even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Once this sale is gone, it's gone. Call now and shipping is free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720. It's 5:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and some rain's coming up. Jamie, it's going to make things even more complicated.
It'll definitely put extra time on everybody's commute, so just plan for that. And as we get some daylight, too, remember when the wipers are on, so are the headlights, so everyone can see you. A metro route checked in, no longer dealing with the power problem at the West Falls Church Metro Station. Residual delays, but again, they are up and running. Not so good heading into town and on 50. Crews have been dealing with a car fire inside the Beltway right at the split from New York Kenilworth Avenue. Looks like they're reopening the lanes there, but delays near 410. Once on DC 295, slow to get past the earlier incident near East Capitol Street. And on Bladensburg Road, inbound just before New York Avenue, still closed with police activity investigation. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood watch will be in effect from late tonight through Friday morning. Showers and storms will increase from this morning into the afternoon. The high of 74. Rain will get heavy overnight with a low of 68. And heavy rain tomorrow, the high of 72. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning, you know, actually get excited about your work? Here at WMAL, some people don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you are self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including me, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL.
Elon Musk lays out his plan to take man to Mars. Would you go to Mars if you knew you would never come back?
And
we'll talk about it.
Sorry. And Trump is admitting that he went soft on Hillary at the debate. He went easy on her. He pulled the punches. Are you okay with that? Was that a smart move, or did you hire this guy specifically so he would take it right to Hillary? Coming up.
WMAL.